People go camping to get off the grid, but some still want the internet to read their email, check the weather, or post a photo from their trip. Not all campgrounds can accommodate them. A lack of high-speed internet plagues 500,000 rural Pennsylvanians and many remote businesses. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports.
Connie Ferris spends much of the summer at Benner's Meadow Run in Fayette County. She hangs around the campfire and watches the hummingbirds at the feeder next to her trailer. In the evenings, she plays music for the other RVers.
By request. It's all by request. Yes, whatever anybody wants to hear. I did draw the line at Baby Got Back.
Ferris uses her cell phone data to stream the songs on YouTube. It's better than the camp Wi-Fi. Chris Miller handles IT for the campground.
We offer Wi-Fi for the campers, but we don't really even advertise that we have it because it's so limited.
I want to see for myself, so I hop in a golf cart with campground owner Mary Lou Rolfe. We take off from the office, where the Wi-Fi is broadcast from an antenna. We drive to a cabin nearby. I pull out my phone and try to connect.
Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't.
It's thinking.
Mm-hmm. It will for a long time.
Oh, I got a little bit. Two bars.
Rolfe has to break the news to prospective campers that even on a day like today when the place isn't busy, the Wi-Fi is hit or miss.
They will ask when they call, you know, how is your internet? I have to have internet service for my job. I could stay there for a week, but if I don't have internet, you know, I'm going to look somewhere else.
The campground has DSL through a phone line and a second line just for the office. Rolfe says she still can't accept reservations online and paying bills takes forever.
We're in the Stone Ages up here.
Benner's internet comes from Verizon. Rolfe says other companies won't even consider serving the campground. It can cost tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to lay down a few miles of fiber optic line for just a couple customers. Steve Samara with the Pennsylvania Telephone Association represents rural providers.
We're now at the most rural parts of the equation, and when you get to very, very rural parts, it becomes very, very difficult to do. So we need help. We need some financial help, and we need to partner with folks perhaps to get some of this stuff done.
Partners like the state. Governor Tom Wolf launched an Office of Broadband Initiatives this spring. He tapped Mark Smith to head it up.
We want to provide 100 megabit service to every household in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, household and business unit, I should say, and we want to be able to complete these network buildouts by the end of 2022.
Smith wants to entice internet providers to compete for subsidies. The Federal Communications Commission is distributing $2 billion beginning in July to companies extending service to rural areas. Smith's office is providing an additional $35 million for connecting traffic cams, road signs, and other transportation facilities. Samara says that's a start, but it pales in comparison to New York's incentives, which come from an unrelated legal settlement.
I mean, it'd be nice to have $500 million windfall like New York had and direct that towards broadband. You know, outside of having that kind of windfall, it's tough.
Smith says his broadband office is looking for other options, like leasing state property to internet providers.
Towers, buildings, right-of-ways, anything that the state owns that could be useful for the placement of equipment to support expansion of broadband or mobile access.
Maybe these steps will bring faster internet to Rolfe's campground. Until then, campers will have to be content with limited access.
Some people do like to disconnect, and it is nice to do that. And parents especially will say, oh, you don't have good internet service? Oh, that's great.
At least they don't have to spend their family vacations telling their kids to put their phones away. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.